dance to it, and it's got lyrics that are very intelligent. But, hey, here's another tune called Don't Ask Me, and it's by Ian Dury, and man, this thing's groovy. In Your Brain, WICD, in the Pittsburgh.
Stand with a donut for a brain. On my life, I must see you again. I should think that's made it fairly plain. Is it is or is it ain't? Don't ask me to leave it out, or turn it up, or pack it in. Don't ask me. Believe we're tailor-made. I should worry if the weather spoils the trade. I'm a crumb and I'm in your lemonade. Don't ask me to knock it off, or cut it short, or jack it in. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. Let me offer you my life and all my love. Let me offer you a bargain. What a lovely range. Don't forget the change. Don't ask. Don't ask. Don't ask.
Some jazzy goodness there from Ian Dury and his Blockheads, Don't Ask Me, from his album, I think it was called Do It Yourself. It was a really funny album because it had all these different album covers. They wanted them all to look like a do-it-yourself project. So for the album cover, what they did is they bought all these wallpaper samples. They bought all these rolls and rolls of wallpaper. And they wallpapered the album cover, and then they just printed on top of the wallpaper. So there's like about 15 different covers that you could possibly get from this album. And I think it cost the record company a fortune. And obviously, that wasn't a big hit and didn't make them a lot of money back. But eh, so what? So you listen to Zombo right here in your brain. Zombothon. My goodness gravy. 3 o'clock is the time. And I got 2 more hours of this nonsense. And let me look at this. I still have 177 songs I picked out that I haven't played yet. Ain't that something? So if I ever do another Zombothon, I would be well prepared. And I think, honestly, when I start doing my next week, I will be doing a pre-recorded show. So it's going to be pre-recorded next week. It's live in your brain now, but next week is going to be pre-recorded. But when I do my shows in the future, I think I'm just going to freeball it. It's going to be a while before I do themes again. I got too much good music and too much bad music to play for you. So there you be with that. Let's rock things up a bit. Oh, yeah. Warm Dusher. Big Wilma!
She took them one by one the only way she could. The corner smiling, neon tongue, the jaw so quick and easy. But doesn't hang in business suit like cold and red and bleeding. She goes sideways, he say no, no. She put the trigger down, he let the motor flow. She give it all away, she let the no, no. She put the pedal down, she got to lose control.
Oh, I jump right into POW with Castle of Faith. WRCT, Zombo right there, and you right there. You're right there. Stay. tell you, it's exhausting to almost listen to that tune. I saw them perform this live on the YouTubes, and that's real drumming. That's not a drum machine. That guy is doing that for like 5 minutes. And he is like, he's just like soaked. It's pretty impressive. And so the lineup of that band called POW, they kind of sound like they have a Gary Numan thing going, but they're a newer band from the past couple years. It's a gal on the synthesizers, a dude on guitar and vocals, and a drummer. And they're out of San Fran. And it's a nice. I like it. I like it. It sounds like, you know, hate to say it, sounds like 80s, good 80s. Mm-hmm. So let's go back, way back, back into time. Troglodytes. No, 1911. Gonna play a tune from 1911, the original version of I'm Henry VIII, the tune that the Hermits made a hit out of. And this is Harry Champion. Listen how warm that sounds. It's not even vinyl, it's a cylinder.
You're looking at now, just you look at me. I'm a bit of a knob, I am belong to royalty. I tell you how we got about, I married Widow Birch. I was King of England when we trotted out of church. Outside the people started shouting it, hooray. Said I go down upon your knees, it's coronation day. I'm Henry VIII, I am Henry VIII, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was Henry. She wouldn't have a William or a Sam. I'm a eighth old man named Henry. Henry the eighth, I am, let's sing then. I'm Henry the eighth, I am. Henry the eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Billy or a Sam. I'm a eighth old man named Henry. Henry the eighth, I am.
There you go, an old music hall tune from 1911. And then Hermits made a big worldwide hit out of that thing. Yep, it took about 2 seconds to write, 3 seconds to record, and the rest is history. So here's another really old tune. I think I originally heard this on the Dr. Demento show in probably when I was in high school. So it's called Sweet Violets by Norman Dombrowski Orchestra.
There once was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys and things all aglory. Along came a girl who might be a nice young lady who laid in the grass. When she turned over, she'd show us her ruffles and duffles and sometimes a tuck. When she had children, she taught them to knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling. Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets. Was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys and things all aglory. Along came a girl who might be a nice young lady who laid in the grass. When she turned over, she'd show us her ruffles and duffles and sometimes a tuck. When she had children, she taught them to knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling. Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over.
And this leads me, of course, to what makes all this unnecessary. The Wiener Dog Polka by Polkaside. Yeah, here it is for the 3 millionth time.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is it?
Hey, boys and girls, do you know what that sound is? That's my wiener dog. He wants to come out and play with you. Come here, wiener dog. Come here, little. Oh, my, how you've grown. Come here, little fella. That's right, boys and girls. Now we're going to do the wiener dog polka.
Yep, that was Polkaside with the Wiener Dog Polka, and it's probably been years since I played that, but just as ridiculous as it always has been. You listen to Zombo right here, the Zombathon, a 7-hour radio show. It started at 10 o'clock today, going to go till 5 tonight, just celebrating back on the radio live and in your brain. Next week, I'll be doing a show remotely. I'll have a backup show because I'll be on the vacation, probably recuperating from this 7-hour gizmo I'm doing here. And yeah, so let's do one more polka tune. This is from the new album by the Polka Maniacs. And the CD release party for this is going to be March 19th at Spirit Lodge and with DJ Pandemic Pete. So it's going to be a fun world party. The Polka Maniacs, DJ Pete, it's going to be a lot of fun. Here's a song I'm really happy we did. It's kind of like if the Ramones did a polka song. It's She's My Little Pierogi.
Let it ring up! She used to be a punk rocker, now she's nothing but a hot stopper. Hey, she can't control the beat, when she hears the polka beat. When she kicks up her heels and her arms in the air, her eyes open, her head and I declare, I declare, she's my little pierogi. She's my little pierogi. She's my little pierogi. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, that's the demo version. I don't know how that got in there. Anyhow, that's the demo. The album version's much better. All right, I don't want to do any more self-promotion here. So let's do this. This is a new record that came out by the Specials just last year. And who would have ever believed that the Specials would do a Frank Zappa tune? Here's Trouble Every Day by the Specials. They do such a damn good job on this. Listen to Zombo right here in your brain. Yeah.
Well, I'm about to get sick from watching my TV. Been checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I need to say that every day is another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying, there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. And throwing rocks and stuff, choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on his street would take a turn to stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying, there's no way to delay the trouble. Shops, you used to sell them brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch the mob just turn and bite, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination, yelling, you can't understand me, and all that jazz they hand me in the papers and TV, and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Each time you hear something it would say, what's it going through you in? Cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him. Really end, cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart, and in
stay if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right? If a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. You know our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all you'll ever be is just a lousy janitor, unless your uncle owns a store. You know that five in every four just won't amount to nothing more than watching rats go across the floor and make up songs about the poor. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day.
From the new specials album, Protest Songs, that is Trouble Every Day of Frank Zappa, from the first Frank Zappa album, Freak Out. They do a very respectable job of doing that. And let's spice things up a bit with some Messerschmitts from Petersburg, St. Petersburg, Russia. Go, Satan, go! WRCT right here! Yeah, right then and there. That's Messerschmitts with Go Satan Go. Off into some John Spencer blues explosion. Blues explosion through the trash can.
Yeah. trash can.
Let's throw another rocker your way. This is the Tandoori Knights, which is Bloodshot Bill and King Khan from Toronto and, no, Montreal. Wow. Doing some fantastic rock and roll. Bucketful! Alrighty, let's do one more garbage rocker and then take a break here. This is from an old 45, Gary Panther, who is a cartoonist. He also did the set design for Pee-wee's Playhouse. And this is before he did any of that. This is Italian Sunglass Movie. Probably like from the mid-80s.
I'm sitting in a cafe in Rome, watching that microphone. Sitting in a cafe in Rome, watching that microphone. And I'm sitting in a motel in France, reading about atomic romance. And the big guys on the TV said the Red Brigade just shot on my knee. And the warheads in the ocean, the missiles in the sea. Time to do some nuclear testing. Watching that microphone in a motel in France, and I'm reading about atomic romance. Might even do it. The guys on the TV said the Red Brigade just lost my knee somewhere. The warheads. Movie.
on some atomic romance. The big guy's on the pocket TV, said the Red Brigade just shot up my knee, and the warheads in the ocean, and the missiles in the sea, and it's time to do some nuclear testing. I'm on the couch in the ocean, and I'm in the pocket TV. I'm in a sunglass movie. 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 I'm on the couch in the movie. I'm in a sunglass movie.
Dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17.
There you have a fantastic version, a goth version, a gothic version, a dark, creepy version of the Immigrant Song, which was a Led Zeppelin tune. In front of that, I just kind of want to smash all those little heavy things together. That was the Black Swedes doing a Dancing Queen Ballroom Blitz. And then we heard a mashup of, it was called Sweet Emotion Queen, Aerosmith, with ABBA. And Italian Sunglass Movie started that off with Gary Panther. And yeah, you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. Got an hour and some change to go on the Zombothon at 10 o'clock in the morning up until 5 o'clock this afternoon, live in your brain radio. And I'll tell you, I can do this. I can do this. Let me tell you about Pinckney Hall. I miss Kenny Joe. I miss Kenny Joe dearly. Kenny Joe had Pinckney Hall. He was a show right before mine. I think it's new. Here's his news time slot. Tune in to Pinckney Hall and you hear tender little ditties that lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. Wednesdays. Why'd he move the Wednesdays from 5 to 6? I'll never know. Was it my breath? I think so. Only on WRCT in Pittsburgh. He used to be the show for years. Years he had the show that was from 9 to 10 o'clock on Fridays. He had Pinckney Hall. So I'm going to have to hook up with Kenny Joe and hang out with him thusly. And of course, oh, my dear friend Firefly. Deep, funky, psychedelic, electronic music and that couch dancing with DJ Firefly. Wednesday afternoons. He's following her now. I see. Never mind. It all makes a lot of sense. Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5. That's great. And re-airing. She has a encore show, 2:30 to 4:30 on Sundays on WRCT. I actually have an encore show, too. My encore is on Thursdays. So I have a show Thursday. It's an encore show, pre-recorded show, from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So if you want to go back at Time Machine or at least join me next Thursday. So I have two shows. I have Thursdays 2 to 5, rebroadcast, and then I have a new live show right now, yay me, from 10 to 1. And I am doing a Zombothon this week just to get back into things. I had all my nice listeners checking in, telling me everybody is good. Everybody is glad to hear my show. So that's nice. And I'm out of the underground bunker. I'm out of the underground bunker. Feels so good. Look at that. I'm in a real radio station, friends. I'm not yelling into a computer. I'm not talking to the wall. I'm not watching pussycats fight in the background. I'm doing real live radio. Look at me, Ma, on top of the world, Ma. All right, let's get some PSAs out of the way. You can see I'm kind of juiced now. I'm getting my third wind. Okay, let's talk about, do you have extreme exhaustion? Do you have that? If you've been listening to the show since 10 o'clock, you probably have extreme exhaustion. But if you've experienced it for 6 months or more, ouch! Coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, ooh! And body pain and flu-like symptoms, ugh! Missio! You could have chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. That's correct. It affects more than 4 million Americans. Less than 20% have a diagnosis. They just think they're lazy bums. Yeah, lazy bum, you get diagnosed. That's it, probably too lazy to do it. Probably too chronically fatigued. CDC.gov/CFS relates diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, and get help. Come on, man, get help. And speaking of help, we got some compulsive eaters here. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. It's a local nonprofit organization. See, if somebody was really a goofball, they would change the number on this and make it like Domino's Pizza. You know? But they won't. And luckily, there is no Weisenheimers in this station. Not even the Mockster would do this. Not even Jay Thurber. They are not that much of a Weisenheimer. Now, Kenny Joe? Compulsive Eaters Anonymous is a local nonprofit organization that offers help year-round to anyone in the community. CEAEIOIOU is a free 12-step program, self-group for anyone who has a problem with food, weight, eating, being too fat, too thin, or other food-related issues, like sploshing. I bet there's a lot of sploshers out there. Am I right? Am I right or am I right? CEA has meetings throughout the Pittsburgh area, as well as phone meetings nationwide. For more information, 412-252-1664, or point your browser. If you can find your browser, if you can find it, point it at CEAHOWPA.org. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. It's free. It's simple. It's fast. It's delicious, and it works. There you go. Got my PSAs. Yeah, I just wish. You remember the golden days? You remember back in the day when we had Old Economy Village here? Man, that was 25 minutes of just nonstop hilarity when we had the old Economy Village thing there. And I think the main reason why they yanked it. But boy, that was something. All right, you want to get back into some music now? What do we got here? Oh, you know, I am in the mood for something fun and funky. And when I think fun and funky, I think of two things. Fun and funky. And I still love this tune. Another one of my kind of guilty pleasures, and I love this tune. It's a song that never gets played, but it came out actually in 1980. It sounds like it was like prime disco, but it was like one of the last bastions. And it's an awesome tune by the SOS band called Take Your Time. It's got everything. It's got the beat. It's got the sexy chick singer. It's awesome. It's in your brain. Boy, is that a great tune. Okay, let's do one more upbeat dance number. This thing's hilarious. The Milkshake by the Village People. This song rocks. Yeah!
When they come home
from school.
Oh, yeah, nice little bit of a dancing thing there. Oh, I just had to actually play those back to back. That was, yeah, I know. And then there's a little something here I don't think we want to bother. Shut that off. That was Cabaret Voltaire with I Want You, and a nice, nice dance number there. Yeah. We heard Do the Milkshake from one of the most legendary films of all time, and that is Can't Stop the Music. That was the Village People's movie starring Brenda Vaccaro and Bruce Jenner, and that, and it was directed by Nancy Walker, the woman who was Rhoda's mother on the Rhoda show, whatever. But anyhow, that movie was an absolute catastrophe, and it's so fantastic to watch because they tried to work around all these people that didn't act, so they didn't give them any lines. They made them mug a lot. It's just absolutely essential cinematic watching. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. I got 1 hour to go as part of the Zombathon. Started at 10 o'clock this morning, welcoming you back to the live airwaves in your brain, directly from this station into your brain. And just WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And, you know, I really hate to do this. I always hate playing, oh, and here's somebody else who died, you know, recently, and play a song of theirs. I was going to play this anyhow, and she just happened to die. So it's Anita Lane. She was actually Nick Cave's girlfriend on a bunch of the Nick Cave albums. And here's her doing, I think Nick Cave is on this, doing Bedazzled from the movie Bedazzled. They kind of did a cover tune of this. So it's kind of fun. Dig it. In your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Let's melt the North Pole. What? Melt the North Pole? Well, Congress once considered the idea. And really, it wasn't such a bad idea.